Beginning tonight and tomorrow, we have the incredible privilege to celebrate the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, when it describes the 33rd day of the Omer, it describes it as saying, Mar bimbo kitzas simcha. We expand our joy a little bit on this day. It's a very strange formulation. On one hand, not saying that it's a regular day, certainly not a regular day, and again, as evidenced by the fact that we lift the morning restrictions of Sira, we listen to music, we take haircuts, we shave, and also Mar bimbo kitzas simcha, a little bit of joy. So clearly not a regular day, but yet also not a full-blown Yom Tov. So the question is, what is the identity of Lag BaOmer? What is the holiness? Wherein lies the holiness of this day? So there's an incredible statement by the great tzaddik, Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinah of the Bnei Yisachar. And the Bnei Yisachar writes as follows. He says, V'lefi ze nimtza shebalag ba'omer miskala ha'or ha'gonus. Alag ba'omer, the hidden light is revealed. Hu ha'or sha'odam mabit bo misofa olam vi'ad sofo. So what is, so Alag ba'omer, the hidden light is revealed. What's the hidden light? See, now we know that the Torah tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the light that he created, the original R, was not simply a light of illumination, but it was a light of inspiration. It was a light of holiness. And as Rashi points out, quoting the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that that light was so pure, was so intense, was so spiritually luminescent, that the truth is it didn't belong in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed that light, and he set it aside for the righteous. He set it aside for the tzaddikim. Where is that light accessed? So whether it's that the righteous enjoy it in Olam Haba, in the afterlife after 120, or perhaps, again, it's light that's reserved for the Messianic era. But either way, that light that was here in the beginning of time, that light that was here at the beginning of creation, that light that was so pure, so beautiful, was removed. And yet says the Bnei Yisachar, that you know what the power of Lag BaOmer is? The power of Lag BaOmer is that on this day, tonight, beginning tonight, tomorrow, the 33rd day of the Omer, we have the ability to access that original light of creation, that Or HaGonos, that hidden light, that light that was here, but was taken out, saved for something bigger, something better, something holier. At Lag BaOmer, you could feel that light. So the question becomes, how do we access that light? How do we find the hidden light on this Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer? So perhaps we could suggest three approaches, three avenues to finding the light. We know that the Zohar describes in Chelek Gimel the incredible story that occurred on the last day of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's life. We know that Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, is the Yahrzeit. It's the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In fact, again, the Medrash relates, it's also the birthday of Rashbi. And what happened on this day that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai left the world? So the Zohar describes in incredible detail that Rashbi knows that it was his last day. He knew thousands of years ago, this day, Lag BaOmer, he knew he was going to leave the world. But there was an incredible heaviness that sat upon his heart. Why? Because Rashbi realized that there was a whole repository of Torah that he had not yet shared with his son, Rabbi Eliezer, with his Talmidim, with his students. And so Rashbi quickly sends out the message to gather his son, to gather his students around his bed. And he tells them, I know that this is the day that I'm going to leave this world. I know that my time has come and I am going to leave. And when I come to give judgment, to give accounting for my life before God, I don't want to be embarrassed. Rashbi, what do you have to be embarrassed about? I don't want to be embarrassed that there was Torah that I had to give, but that I didn't give it. And Rashbi then proceeds to teach them what we now call Torah's Hanistar, the hidden Torah, what's called the Idra Zuta, the Idra Rabba, which comprised the Zohar, the esoteric knowledge of Judaism, the esoteric knowledge of Torah. Rashbi had been carrying this Torah in his heart for who knows how many years. And for whatever the reason, never felt that it was the right time to share it. But now that he was leaving the world, he had to share this treasure. He couldn't leave this world knowing that he had this great, beautiful, precious Torah inside of his heart that he had not yet shared. And so on his last day in this world, on the 33rd day of the Omer, Rashbi with his students and his son gathered around the bed, unlocked Kol Sisrei Torah. Unlocked all of the secrets, told them all of the deeper, profound, mystical understandings of Torah. And in fact, the Zohar writes that Rashbi knew that when the sun would set on the 33rd day of the Omer, that was going to be the end of his life. And whatever he was able to convey, he conveyed. But Rashbi declared upon the heavens that the sun should not set until he was able to convey all of the precious Torah that he had to give over. And in fact, again, this is why we have the custom to light bonfires on Lag BaOmer, symbolizing the miracle that Lag BaOmer was the day that the sun did not set. Lag BaOmer was the day where ultimately Rashbi said, no, you can't end, the day can't end yet, I have more to give. And so we bring light into the night with our bonfire, symbolizing the incredible last day of Rashbi's life. So Lag BaOmer is a day where we find a new relationship with Torah, a brand new relationship with Torah, a new dimension of Torah. How often does it happen that we learn so much information, we perform so many mitzvos, but the spark is not there, the heart is not there, the fire is not there. Mechanistically, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. Behaviorally, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, but there's no neshama. There's no heart, there's no excitement, there's no love, there's no passion. And what Rashbi gave us on the 33rd day of the Omer, Lag BaOmer, he gave us the Zohar, he gave us the Neshama, he gave us Torah Sanhedrin, the hidden dimension of Torah, the spark of Torah, the passion of Torah. That's what Rashbi gave us on this day. But there's something else that happened on this day. We know the Shulchan Aruch already makes mention that one of the reasons that we relax for many of us, we stopped the morning restrictions of Sira, is because it was on this day that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying the plague. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos, which we'll discuss in a little more depth in just a moment, discusses that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students, and it was between the time of Pesach and Lag BaOmer that they all died, or between Pesach and Shavuos, that they all died as a result of a plague. And why did they die? The Gemara says, Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Ze LaZeh. They did not give proper honor one to the other. They didn't give proper kavod to each other. And so because of that, they died. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes, that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. And the Meiri, many others ask the question, say, I don't understand. So because the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, that's why we celebrate? I understand. The students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, I could breathe a sigh of relief. But simcha? Celebration? I don't know if it's really cause for celebration because a plague stopped consuming tens of thousands of people. So the Ma'ar V'Shemesh says something amazing. And the truth is, it changed the way I thought. You see, I always assumed that the reason the plague stopped on Lag BaOmer is because all the students died. There was no one else to die. They were all wiped out. So that's why the plague ended. The Ma'ar V'Shemesh says, no, that's not the case. There are still students who are alive. So listen to his words. He says, "V'tzarich lomar da siba shebata mesu haisa mishum shelo nagu kavod ze bazeh." We know, as the Gemara tells us, that the reason the students died was because they did not exhibit proper honor one to the other. "V'ulam biyom ze niskan inyan ze." So what happened at Lag BaOmer? The remaining students who were still alive learned their lesson. You see, something happened with the students of Rabbi Akiva. Again, these were great men. These were the Gedolei Dor, the leaders of the generation, the most promising, budding Torah scholars. But there was some type of breakdown in their interpersonal conduct. They did not know how to talk to each other. They did not know how to act with one another. They did not know how to show kavod, how to show honor for differing opinions or differing approaches. They were unable to accept that you could love one another, but yet still be dramatically different and maybe even have irreconcilable differences. Yet, you could still learn to love, you could still learn to live together, and you could still learn to be part of one nation, of one people. They, for some reason, there was some type of breakdown, whatever it was, and they just couldn't get this interpersonal peace right. So says the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, so what happened on Lag BaOmer? On Lag BaOmer, they finally figured it out. On Lag BaOmer, they said, you know what? There's got to be a better way. Klal Yisrael, we're never all the same. We don't look the same. We don't practice the same. We don't believe the same. We don't have the same relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Truth is, many of us don't even have the same relationship with Torah and with mitzvahs. We're all different. But what achdus, what unity means, is the ability to build bonds, not with the differences, in spite of the differences, because we recognize that as many differences as we have, there's always more that unites us than divides us. And says the Ma'ar of Hashem is something amazing. The remaining students of Rabbi Akiva discovered this when? On Lag Ba'Omer. So Lag Ba'Omer was the day that the plague ended, because it became a day of incredible and immeasurable achdus, of unity. It was a day when ultimately, again, the students of Rabbi Akiva realized, we can't knock each other down just because we don't agree. And we can't disrespect each other, even if we have irreconcilable differences. We have to find a way to be one people with one heart, even if we have many different opinions. Says the Ma'ar Vashemesh, the power of Lag Ba'Omer is that Lag Ba'Omer was a day of unprecedented achdus. It was a day of unprecedented unity. That's the power of Lag Ba'Omer. But there's a third aspect to Lag Ba'Omer. Third aspect of Lag Ba'Omer is perhaps what is, I think, very often one of the most profound yet overlooked aspects. Going back to that same Gemara Maseches Yevamos, you know, the Gemara tells a story, but it doesn't just talk about the death of Rabbi Akiva's students. It begins a little bit of an introduction that Rabbi Akiva says, Lama Torah bialduso, Yoma Torah bizikhnuso. Even if a person learned Torah when he was young, he should make sure to learn Torah when he's old. Hayulo tamidim bialduso, if a person had students, established students when he was young, Yihiulo tamidim bizikhnuso, he should make sure to establish students when he's old as well. Quotes the pasuk from Koheles, Shene Emar, Baboker Zora es Zarecha, Ula Erev al Tanech Yadech. In the morning, sow your field, plant your field, and in the evening, don't withdraw your hand. So this is Rabbi Akiva's statement. No matter what you've done in your youth, right? Don't rest on the accomplishments of your youth, but make sure to continue accomplishing even into old age. For you never know in life what is sustainable, what's not sustainable, what lasts, what doesn't last, what endures, what's destroyed. Therefore, lead a constant life of productivity. And the Gemara says, by the way, like, why did Rabbi Akiva say this? What informed this life approach? Because Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs of students, from one end of the land of Israel to the other end. The Kula Mesu, the Perek Echad. And they all died at the same time, in other words, in one time period. Why? Because they did not exhibit proper honor one to the other. And the world was desolate. So my dear friends, you have to understand what's happened over here. Rabbi Akiva himself doesn't get his start in life, doesn't learn Aleph Beis until the age of 40. And again, for many years, Rabbi Akiva struggled, intense and incredible struggle. In fact, Rabbi Akiva struggled his entire life. His entire life was one of struggle. So now he becomes a Talmid Chacham. He establishes a yeshiva, 24,000 students, the elite, the future leadership of Am Yisrael. And then over the course of a couple of weeks, virtually all of them perish. And perish in a supernatural way that clearly indicates that something was profoundly wrong, something was profoundly broken. And Rabbi Akiva sees the entirety of his life work evaporate right in front of his eyes. All that he's toiled for decades is gone. And it's not just the students are gone. Remember, those students left behind widows. Those students left behind orphans. Whose shoulder do you think they're crying on? They're crying on Rabbi Akiva's shoulder. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't just see the loss of his life dreams and life work, but he sees the loss. He sees the mourning. He sees the broken hearts, the broken families. And all of this is on him to somehow fix. All of this is on him to somehow address. So if you would have asked yourself, Rabbi Akiva, what is Rabbi Akiva going to do? And Rabbi Akiva is an old man already by now. I would have thought that Rabbi Akiva would have said, you know what? I did my part. I tried. I built myself up from nothing. I became the Gadol Hadar, the leader of the generation. I made a yeshiva. I established Talmidim. I did more than even one person could be expected to do. It didn't work out in a dramatic way. It's time now for someone else to come along and rebuild. It's time for someone else to come along now and take the shards, take the pieces, put them together and rebuild. I did my chilek. But listen to what the Gemara says. V'haya ha'olam shamim. After the death of 24,000 students, the world was desolate. Do you understand what that statement means? It's not just the pshat that there's a tragic loss. We know because we're living in times where we see what it means to lose large numbers of people. That's always a tragic loss. This was an existential issue. The future of Am Yisrael was in peril. This was the Torah community that had vanished. The Torah scholars who had vanished. The world was desolate. So Rabbi Akiva finishes the last Levaya. And in that moment when you would have thought, he would have said, I'm sorry, I'm done. I there's nothing left in the tank. There's nothing left in the tank. I'm done. I've given everything I can. Now someone else has to come along and take it the rest of the way. What does Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva comes to a new group of Rabbanim in the south. Five new Rabbanim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. What does Rabbi Akiva do? In the aftermath of such catastrophic loss, he dusts himself off. He puts himself together. And he finds five new Talmidim, five new students. And he begins all over again with these five. He begins all over again with these five. He buried 24,000 and he began anew with five. And herein, my friends, is the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. That no one would have faulted Rabbi Akiva, he would have said, I'm done. No one would have faulted him if he said, I'm too tzibrach and I'm too broken. I can't do this anymore. The weight of the almanas and the yisomim, the widows and the orphans that take care of these yisrael, too much. Someone else will rebuild. But Rabbi Akiva dusts himself off, picks himself up. He moves forward. Because even if you planted in the morning, plant in the evening. And even if you have students in your youth, create students in your old age. For in life, you know not what will endure. Therefore, make sure to lead a constant and consistent life of dynamic growth and activity. Rabbi Akiva teaches us a dramatic lesson. That sometimes in life, your dreams evaporate. And sometimes the things that you build crumble. And sometimes the realities that you construct simply dissipate. And sometimes the life that you knew, that you built, is not the life that you could sustain. And in those moments, you have a choice. You could give up, you could throw in the towel, or you could dust yourself off, travel to the south, find five new Talmidim, and start all over again. What Rabbi Akiva did on this day on Lag BaOmer is that he found the inner strength to start again. He found the inner strength to propel himself forward. He refused to give in. He refused to give up. And he just simply started all over again. And all of this happened. When does Rabbi Akiva, when does the last Levaya occur? He begins to travel to the south. All of it happens on Lag BaOmer. And so you see, my friends, three dynamic events happen on Lag BaOmer. There is, of course, a celebration of Torah. There is a reconnection with Torah. That sometimes our Torah becomes so rote. Sometimes it becomes so behavioral, so mechanistic. But Lag BaOmer is a day when we got the Torah, says the hidden Torah, the esoteric Torah, the neshama, the soul of Torah. Lag BaOmer is the day when we reconcretize our relationship with Torah, saying that at the end of the day, I'm not just going to go through the motions. I'm going to find that soul of Torah, that soul of mitzvahs. Lag BaOmer is the day where ultimately, again, we recommit ourselves to our Bein Adam L'Chavero, to our interpersonal relationships. And Lag BaOmer is the day when we recommit ourselves Bein Adam L'Atzmo, we recommit ourselves ultimately to ourselves. So to kind of bring this back a little bit more, do you remember how we started? We started with the incredible statement, the B'nai Yisachar, that Lag Ba'Omer is the day when you can access the Ar HaGanus. It's the day that you can access the hidden light, the light that was here in the world when the world was created, but then was subsequently taken out. And for some reason, on this 33rd day of the Omer, I could access that light. And my dear friends, do you know how you can access it? You access it by accessing the three pillars, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and Bein Adam L'Atzmo. If you want the hidden light of Lag Ba'Omer, it's on this day, recommit yourself to Torah. But not just, I don't mean just like in a behavioral sense. I don't just mean in a mechanistic sense. But how many of us go through our Yiddishkeit and it's dry and it's lifeless and it just, it's something I do, but it's nothing that I feel. Lag Ba'Omer is the time to light your spark. It's the time to light your inner bonfire. It's the time to access the Torah's Hanistar, the hidden dimension of Torah, whether it's through the learning of Chassidus, or whether it's through the learning of Zohar of Kabbalah, or whether it's just the learning of Pasuk and Chumash and a Rashi, but looking for the deeper meaning and trying to understand, how do I find God in all of this? Because we forget that the reason we learn is to find Hashem. And the reason I do mitzvos is to find Hashem. And the reason I follow halacha is to find Hashem. Too many of us do all of these things simply because I want to avoid Gehenna, which of course, all of us want to avoid Gehenna. I don't want to get patched. I don't want to get punished. But that can't be the motivation for everything I do in Yiddishkeit. On this day, Lag Ba'Omer, Rabbi Shlomo Yochai Rashbi gave us the hidden dimension of Torah, gave us the soul. And he tells us, he whispers in our ear, find your passion, find your excitement, find God in your Yiddishkeit. Because people spend a lifetime observing Yiddishkeit, and yet they never find God. They spend a lifetime being very meticulous in details, which is incredibly important, but yet somehow they never end up rendezvousing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lag Ba'Omer is the day where I recommit myself to Torah, but not just to learning, and not just to observance, and not just to fulfillment, but I recommit myself to the excitement, to the passion, to the dveikus, to recognizing that when I open up a Gemara, I don't do it to ingest information. I do it because on those pages, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives on those pages. And when I open up a Chumash and I learn a Pasuk, I'm hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu whisper, I'm having a Chavrusa with God. I'm having a study partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's whispering those Psukim in my ear. That's Lag Ba'Omer. And when I keep Shabbos, I'm entering into a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I don't wear shatness, I'm solidifying that passionate connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Lag Ba'Omer is. An opportunity to put in the spark into our Bein Adam L'Makom, into our relationship with Hashem. Today is the day that Rashbi gave us the soul, the neshama of Torah. So it's the day when we once again find our neshama in Torah. That's how you access the Ar HaGanus. The second way you access the hidden light is to use Lag Ba'Omer as an opportunity to work on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, to work on our relationships. Too often we only know how to get along with people who are just like us, believe like us, practice like us, affiliate like us, look like us. That's fine. That's a great start. But we have to be Klal Yisrael Jews. And Klal Yisrael Jews means knowing how to get along with everyone and to love everyone, even if you disagree vehemently. Today was the day that Rabbi Akiva's students understood the error in their ways and understood how to love each other despite differences. Lag Ba'Omer is a day of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's a day to work on our interpersonal relationships, and if we do so, we can access the Ar HaGadol, the hidden light. And lastly, Lag Ba'Omer is a day of Bein Adam L'Atzmo. It's a day when we have to look inward. We have to ask ourselves a simple question. How many dreams have we given up on? How many goals have we thrown in the towel on? How many aspirations have we simply stopped trying to achieve? And sometimes we give up because it's hard, it's difficult. Sometimes we give up because we've tried so many times yet. it doesn't seem to materialize. Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Akiva got up in the face of overwhelming life failure, and he tried again. And you and I are here because Rabbi Akiva tried again. Had Rabbi Akiva thrown in the towel, who knows what would have happened. We can't throw in the towel on ourselves, and we can't throw in the towel on life. Lag BaOmer is the day when we dust ourselves off, get back up, and try again. Lag BaOmer is the day of Ben Adam Liatzmo, and interpersonally between me and myself, to rekindle my personal spark, to rekindle my dreams, to rekindle my aspirations, to dust myself off and to try again in whatever it is that I need to do in life. So let us hope that in Yirat Hashem over the course of this Lag BaOmer, that we will be zocha to see the Or HaGanuz, that we will be privileged to see a glimpse of that hidden light, that light that was removed from our world, that was removed from our universe so many years ago. But tonight and tomorrow, we have the opportunity to gain a glimpse. But the only way to gain a glimpse of it is if you work on your relationship with Hashem, you work on your relationship with others, and you work on your relationship with yourself. Let us hope that we will find the courage of Rashbi, the courage of the students of Rabbi Akiva, and the courage of Rabbi Akiva to ultimately actualize all three of these areas. And in that sechus, may the Or HaGanuz, may the hidden light, illuminate our eyes, illuminate our souls, and illuminate our lives on Lag BaOmer and in Yirat Hashem all of the days going forward. Wishing everyone an uplifting, a lichtige Lag BaOmer. And may we all be zochet to bask in the light of the Or HaGanuz.